started with AR with Mooney. Did you take it upon yourself to say anything to your defense, just knowing that things changed so quickly, losing the starter right there?
Man, it was a weird day. I won't lie to you. You know, losing, you know, two guys that you depend on, you know, I mean, Anthony, you know, we depend on him, you know, in the pinch. So, and obviously Mooney, I mean, you know, losing those guys pregame was tough. You know, I think, you know, it got to a certain point where in the locker room, you know, you're seeing guys just whispering about what happened and what's going on to the point where you're like, hey, we got a job to do, you know. So, like, I feel like, you know, myself, Shane, Quentin, did a good job. Default did a good job of just getting guys back focused. Like, you know, like, listen, it's messed up. Anthony, we pray for Anthony. Mooney, we pray for Mooney. But at the same time, we got to lock in and take care of what we got to take care of. And, you know, thankfully we was able to rally and get a win today.
To play like that, to win like that, when you didn't play your best, like, what's that say about the resilience of this team? You've won games where you dominate from start to finish. You're in the close ones, like, 5-1 in the top of the AFC South. What can you learn from
a
team like that?
Man, I mean, you know, credit to Arizona. I feel like they were a talented team. They came in ready to fight. A lot of respect for that head coach over there. You know, I talked to JG and just told him, you know, he gave me a lot of power as a young player when I didn't have any and when he didn't have to. So much love and respect to him and, you know, the team that they got over there. They came in ready to play. And, you know, I think, you know, wins like today mean more than a blowout personally because we was able to fight through adversity and still achieve a win.
First touchdown.
Wait, did everyone shift like five steps of the
shoe? Absolutely.
Let me get off the chair.
I thought you was gone.
First time this year Josh is on the end zone. Obviously, you saw him take that hit two and hole on the ball. How impressive was that?
It is, dog. I told him he cut from the same club as me. You know what I mean? So it was good to see, man. I mean, he's a special talent. You can see him just catching fire, you know, the last couple of weeks, just making plays. He's a tough cover, and he has that knack to get in the end zone, similar to Tyler. So I know for those boys, you know, you get one blood in the water, you keep it rolling. I'm expecting a lot of the same for Josh.
5-1 now in the year, leading the division. When you started the year, do you think that this was possible?
I knew it was possible. I knew the type of defense that we had, first and foremost. I knew the type of you know, offensive weapons that we had coming in. And honestly, just I knew this team believed in each other, and I knew that camaraderie would make a difference. You know, I'm just glad that we was able to, you know, put that in the result in the win-loss column. But we got a lot to clean up, a lot to continue to grow. It's a long season. We're going to keep moving forward.
JT, over 100 yards again quietly. I mean, when you look, though, there's another 100-1.
I mean, I told him, JT, the best out of the team. It's just his ability, and I mean, and he's just a dog. You know, when you need him to be a bell cow, he can. When you need him to take it 60 yards, he can do that too. So there's nobody else like him in this league. He's playing at a level that he hasn't even seen in his career. I mean, he's only getting better. You know, I'm just glad that guy's on our side.
See, I can't remember if you've ever been 5-1, but I mean, that's pretty tough to do in this league. Can you put that in perspective a little bit?
Man, yeah, it's been a long time. You know, respectfully. Man, you know, like I said, it just, you know, credit to Shane, man, just the attitude and the mindset that he has his team on, I think just makes the biggest difference, you know, whether we win or lose, you know, whether it's a blowout or not. I think our mentality is just pushing ourselves and being the best version of ourselves every single day. I think that's what just continues to push us to get better. There's no blink in this team. There's no quit in this team. And I think tonight was a perfect example.
For the secondary to have this many injuries as they have throughout the season, and still be able to come out and get these wins with guys that just keep kind of fulfilling that next man up mentality. What does that say about their resilience specifically?
Man, so proud of J.E., man. He's came in and made a big, big impact. Chris Lamons, man, he every time we ever need him, every time we call on him, he comes in and makes plays. You know, I think Cam Bynum does a great job of getting those guys all settled down. Nick is obviously playing at a high level as well, too. So, I mean, I think they got a great mix of veteran leadership and young, hungry guys. I mean, when you got hungry young dudes in the secondary, you always got a chance. So, shout out to the young dudes.
All right, appreciate it.
Thanks.